An Ohio jury has ordered a woman to pay damages to a football player that she had accused of rape.
Cleveland.com reports a civil jury has found a woman liable for malicious prosecution in a rape allegation she made against former Ohio State football standout Garyon Conley more than 5 years ago. The accusation against Conley came shortly before the 2017 NFL draft, in which he had been projected to be a high first-round pick. The 23-year-old woman alleged that he had sexually assaulted her in a Cleveland hotel room. Conley's attorney said the sex was consensual. He asked for just $300 in damages. The jury agreed. I'm Norman Hall.
Former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is set to return to office. Some wonder if he'll use the opportunity to push legislation to erase some of his legal troubles. Netanyahu is on trial for corruption. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
Everybody.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Home heating bills in Wisconsin are going up this winter. Experts say there are steps you can take to reduce the impact. Mike Moen has more.
The Energy Information Administration predicts that Midwest households that rely on natural gas will spend an average of $1,000 on heating bills this winter. That's a 33% increase over last year. Whitney Hayes of the energy nonprofit Elevate agrees the region will see cost headaches in the coming months.
We're expecting gas prices to continue to go up this winter because of things like the war in Ukraine, and we're still doing a lot of recovery from COVID and shipping and supply shock and whatnot. So
she advises that small things such as making sure there's air sealing around windows and doors can produce savings on your bill. And energy experts say electric heat pumps have come down in price and are now more reliable in extremely cold weather. David Kalata of the Citizens Utility Board agrees that heat pumps are a strong alternative to natural gas, but he stresses they still might be out of reach for low-income households and that policymakers need to offer more incentives to make them accessible to everyone. Meanwhile, he says maximizing these options will make a difference.
And if you take advantage of this program and then you'll seal cracks in windows and maybe install energy efficient light bulbs, all of that works together holistically.
For those worried about their heat being disconnected this winter, most Midwestern states have cold weather rules, which require utilities to offer a payment arrangement to avoid that scenario.
Budget billing programs don't save you money over the course of a year, but they smooth out your payments, so you pay less in the winter and more in the summer.
Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell.
. 27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101 FM, The Shaw.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Women get a lot of advice about self-care these days, but one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Hey, some people are made of plastic.
Yeah, welcome back to Outside the Pizza Place. Tuned in to Civic Media in Wisconsin, all over the place. 92.7 FM, 1580 AM in Madison, Devil Radio, and 540 AM, 101 FM in Waukesha, the Shaw, Kaka, and Jason, under the weather, still give us the names of the other communities.
Yeah, Civic's all over the place now, man. So we got WXCO Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM. And in the Wausau area, you got WFHR, locally grown radio in Wisconsin Rapids. Air Support, WISS out of Oshkosh. And then, of course, WRCE, News from the Center, Richland Center. And you're up in Lake Eyre, man. Amory, Northwest, they get some pizza box up in Amory on News, Talk, and Sports. WXCE 1260 AM up in Amory.
And out of all those, I have competed in wrestling against every one of those communities except for Amory. Okay, and Wisconsin Rapids, just, you know, Stoughton and Wisconsin Rapids going at it.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, right. The
long history. Coaches probably respected but really didn't like each other. But, yeah, both of them very successful. But also in Wausau, my senior year, I won the state WSUF freestyle. USWF, sorry. United States Wrestling Federation. And then I didn't go to the national tournament because I was scheduled to go on a track tour. I went wrestling tour too, man. I did like all kinds of stuff, right? So
what was your weight class back in the day? What did you wrestle at?
My senior year in high school, my last 2 years, I think it was. Say I was 5, 12, 19, 19. Yes, and then I that summer I wrestled 123, and then a year later I decided to try it some more in college, and I wrestled 118.
Yeah,
not good.
No,
just really bad move. I already mentioned, you know, I went to the best wrestling school out of the state, you know, colleges in Wisconsin, which was UW Whitewater at the time. Right, what a mistake! I did not fit in, dude. I really didn't. But I had a lot of friends with the, you know, that were on the national championship basketball team and some on the wrestling team. And, you know, they crossed over into other sports. But to be honest with you, I partied till I got hurt and then I dropped out. And when I came back, you know, the eligibility rules, a lot different, you know, way different now for athletes, right? Oh, hey, give them any kind of write off here and get them out on the field or on the floor or on the mat. Sorry. I still enjoy sports, but by the way, I would really, really like to dedicate this show to a wonderful friend of mine, Roberta Retram, who's in the hospital. Don't know, you know, it's kind of like with Martina, you know,
yeah.
You don't know. It could be 6 months, could be overnight. And she, you know, talk about a mentor, okay, in the protests at the Capitol. She lives in the country where a lot of family and neighbors are all diehard Trump people and Scott Walker. Okay. And she was not afraid to go out onto the corners on the main street with her signs and yell at people and bark at people how stupid they were. Okay. She led the way. But she also, you know, as my mentor on, you know, how to deal with cancer and how to live with it instead of looking at it as dying with it. And I can't think of a better example than Roberta, because she, you know, all the time posting things, you know, and just someone that I love very much and I'm going to miss. So I hope she knows that we're doing this for her today. And I'll try and call her again. I did call her and she was in good spirits like she always is. I hope I go that way. And I think I probably will. But today, oh my God, this week in Pizza Box's life.
What do we got? What's on the slate from this week?
Griner Whiners, Facebook Wars, and Traitors in Washington, D.C. I got it all. It has started with, you got to be kidding me, people. I mean, I expected some blowback from some of the clowns, but I heard it from people that I thought were a little more rational about Brittany Griner being released from Russia. And yes, we traded her in for a guns dealer, you know, from Russia that was going to use that stuff to try and kill us and everything. And okay, yeah, we knew that, right? Isn't that always what happens in these trades? I mean, we're trading a war criminal or to free someone that never should have been in a Russian gulag for a half gram of hash oil. No.
Yeah.
It may take me a while to get all through this whole situation so that people understand, if you were on the side that thought, well, this was an injustice for, in particular, these white men that didn't get the breaks that she got. I heard people say, oh my God, what? It was a bad deal. Okay. It was a bad trade, they said. I'm like, damn, this is really not about a sport, even though the woman we're talking about is a professional all-star and played in Russia, what, 3-4 seasons, you know, in the offseason playing there. I'm going to tell you guys, it wasn't the first time she probably had a gram or a half a gram of hash oil on her. It was because of what's going on between Russia and Ukraine and the United States that they decided to do this, okay? I don't know any other way to point it out to you. You know, from the white guy that's been pulled over and busted with small amounts, right? In four times, whatever happened to that three strike law, right? And so these guys are like, she should have stayed in prison. She broke the law. And I'm like, you know, what about the guys that are here in the United States that are in prison for that? And I'm going, dude, I got popped with a half ounce and 2 grams of hash oil. And they put me in their squad. They didn't handcuff me. It was really cold because I hadn't done anything wrong. They just noticed I was on the side of the road charging my phone. Okay, so anyway, you know, I didn't secure it, right? And it was really good stuff. Okay, so is there a reason why it smells like? Yeah, you know. That was my fourth time with a half ounce, 2 grams of hash oil, and I got three tickets out of it and let go, right? Yeah. And the cop even said, you know, I'm not saying it's right, but, you know, it's still against the law. And I got a feeling if that guy would have been alone instead of with this other rookie guy with bright eyes thinking, oh, we got one here. But he wasn't like mean. And they're really respectful. But then the court systems in that county, ha, give me a break. I mean, I didn't go to jail. Now, I didn't even get handcuffed. I didn't go anywhere. I was gone in 10 minutes. Well, you could probably go. Okay, thanks. Not took all my stuff, man. That's the worst part about it. Being a white guy is they take your stuff away. It's not you're not going to go to jail probably unless you've got some other things connected to that. And let's get serious. Now, if you're a brown person, yes. See, now that's my whole point. All the whining about Griner was predominantly, I mean, it had to be like 99.99999% white guys complaining. I didn't see any women complaining about it.
Right.
Wow. I started thinking, what do you mean? And then these guys, oh, she should be like, you know, speak for people. And I go, man, she should just do whatever she wants, you know. And, well, this and that. And I'm like, she's probably got other plans. Wants to get back to her life. You can't compare going to jail for having a bag of weed in Wisconsin compared to what she went through in Russia. And I watched her, you know, the whole time. She did not change. Like, your constitution is strong. This is a strong woman.
Oh, look at all the stuff.
Strong
she's
gay
put up
woman,
with, right?
And that really bothered just too many white guys, I guess. Strong gay black woman that could beat the crap out of these guys and slam them through the hoop if she did slam it, I guess. You know, what's wrong with people? Really? Okay, now let's 844-967-2789, and I dare you to call in and take the side you want to tell me about. Well, other people, you know, they didn't get the same, so she should stay there, right? She should stay there. My understanding was this guy was going to be released in several months anyway, and he was, you know, right? So there's nothing there. And we also tried to get other guys, but they wanted a guy in Germany, a Russian agent that murdered somebody in broad daylight in Germany. They're not. So Germany's like, hell no, right? Can you blame them? They've gone through fascism. Speaking of which, did you notice all the roundup far right wing guys that were planning on overturning the country? One was a judge. One was this and that. Not in the old USA when it's right there under your noses, right? Jeez.
Yikes.
You know, right down to Ginny and Uncle Clarence there on the Supreme Court there. And their involvement in January 6th and their encouragement. And I think the funding and the organizing for buses and afterwards too. And not recuse yourself from it. People, we got some problems, right? But I'm getting ahead of myself with those traitors in D.C. because, I mean, who doesn't know there's traitors in D.C.? Everybody's always complaining about the government. Yeah, you ain't going to do nothing about it being we the people are the government. We're just going to sit there and let, you know, a handful of clowns decide how we're going to just bend over and take it, right? Well, I don't do that. But then, you know, my lifestyle is quite a bit different than the other people. I mean, you notice that leather jacket I got that I brought in, Jason?
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, I got a better deal than you could get down at St. Vincent de Paul.
Whoa, what?
Yeah, I pried it off a cold biker in a snowbank yesterday. Must have got hit by a plow. Sorry, folks. I'm just kidding. But anyway, yeah, it looks like I should have a motorcycle. But I'm not a badass biker. It's nice and heavy and warm.
You could play one, though. You could play one. Like, you could pull it off. Like, people, if you put the leather jacket on, people are going to think you're a biker. You got the look, man.
I could play a psycho on all these different movies that you've seen. And really, I scare people. You know, if you think I scare people now, you should have seen me in the horror films, right? You should have seen me at UW Whitewater on a Friday night with people coming out late at night out of the university center. And I get down on all fours and do that. And then a lot of different responses for that, too. And a lot different than the ones that I heard about Brittany Griner. We're not done with that yet either. No way, man. We're going to talk about how do you correlate something like that with some of the other stuff that was going around on social media. And, oh, yeah, I was at war. And I'll tell you what, I being the reactionary, you know, because I'm fighting racists and fascists and stuff. This woman made a comment and I took it the wrong way and unfriended her. And, you know, maybe I'm unapologetic, but I might apologize to her. But it doesn't mean we're going to be friends again.
Hey, Dom, how many palindromes can you name in 30 seconds?
Race car, mom, dad, reefer, refer, kayak, level. Did I say mom already?
You're forgetting one really important one.
Zero res.
Not only is it the coolest palindrome ever, it's also our favorite.
Rock, I remember. Why is that again?
They advertise with us.
Zero res, my favorite palindrome.
And carpet cleaner.
And carpet cleaner.
Get the best carpet cleaning ever. Schedule your carpet cleaning online at zeroresmedicine.com. Tell them the Devils have sent you.
Salvatore's Tomato Pies invites you to the third annual Italian-American Holiday Brunch in Sun Prairie. Sunday, December 18th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., enjoy a deliciously exciting three-course meal and Sal's own specialty cocktails. Bring the little ones, too, for a kids' brunch option. It's fun for the whole family. The third annual Italian-American Holiday Brunch at Salvatore's Tomato Pies in Sun Prairie. Sunday, December 18th, 10 a.m. to 2. Reserve your table now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
You know what I love about Devil Radio listeners? You don't shy away from talking about what's important to you. And when you choose Evolution Financial to manage your wealth, you're gaining a partner who will truly listen. If you're looking for a fee-only, fiduciary, independent financial advisor who's also a certified financial planner professional, contact me, Sue Peck. Do a search for Evolution Financial Madison, and if you fill up my contact form and tell me you heard me on the radio, I'll send you a scheduling link just for Devil Radio listeners.
Evolution Financial is a registered investment advisor with the state of Wisconsin.
Here's your Devil Radio forecast. Chance for scattered rain showers this afternoon, otherwise overcast skies. Daytime highs approaching 37. Winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 32. Tonight, cloudy skies. Cloudy again tomorrow, highs around 36. Upper 30s Monday and Tuesday, with a chance for scattered rain showers Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 35 degrees.
Here's how you get them. If they bring a beer, you bring an old-fashioned. If they bring cheese curds, you bring a casserole. That's how you make friends. That's the Wisconsin way. That's Devil Radio.
Do you say, de groovy? How do you say, de gorgeous? Ooh la la, la 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 la. How do you say, delight, 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 delight?
We're going to dance. We're going to dance. We're going to dance and have some fun.
Yeah, the groove is in my heart. Yeah, and that's all you gotta have to understand this, bro. A little bit of groove in your heart. Get your back up off the wall and give us a call, man. 844-967-2789. Looks like I've got, should I go to Tom in West Allis? Let's do that. Tom.
Hey, piece of box, how you doing?
I'm hanging, man.
Excellent. So I am definitely not on the side of these right-wing idiots who try to make a mountain out of molehills here. But I just saw on Facebook before, and I did a little searching on scopes, and this Paul Whelan guy is no saint at
all. He's dirty.
Attempted larceny, 3 specifications of dereliction of duty, making false official statements, wrongfully using another's social security number, and 10 specifications of making and uttering checks without having sufficient funds in his account for payment.
He's like one of those characters like from a horrible movie, you know, following this this guy. He's got to be caught, right?
Right. And apparently he only got 60 days.
Yeah, no, I saw that too, and, you know, I'm glad that you kind of, like, checked it out, because I really didn't go too deep into it, but I'm like, to compare her against any of the other people that are being held that were there for either, what, a military, spy, you know, business, whole different situation. She's right. just like a citizen when she's there, and of course, yeah, I understand those citizens can't be openly smoking ash oil and stuff, but I guarantee you they do. Come on now.
Well, then they're calling her anti-American because she didn't stand for the anthem or she knelt or whatever.
I do,
well,
too.
You know, I don't blame her.
I don't just kneel, Tom. I turn my back and kneel. I don't dare somebody to come up and try and stand me up.
Uh-huh. I agree. You know, they don't see that, wow, there's people maybe who are not happy with what's going on in this country and they're trying to make a statement.
Yeah, and these guys were trying to make a statement about how they're just, like, the victim in this world. And I'm like, this isn't the time for old white guys to be whining, right?
Right. Agreed.
Damn, man. Thanks much. And appreciate
All right, sir.
Yeah, appreciate you calling. Because, see, there's good people everywhere, you know? We just got to stand up more. We got plenty of time to take Joanne and Madison. Welcome.
What a great show. Thanks so much for starting off with the Brittany Griner story. Just a little, another angle to the story. She was over in Russia because she didn't make enough money.
Right.
As a part of the Phoenix team here in the U.S. and being a big star in the U.S., she didn't make enough money. And she had to travel to another country and be away from her family and all of that, which is incredibly sad. I mean, we don't pay our women players enough. And just one note, there are 48,000 workers, teachers and researchers and all of that in the University of California system who are striking right now. The news won't tell us about it. The corporate CNN and MSNBC, that's why we have to listen to Pizza Box, because all of this is going on. Just go online and put 48,000 and University of California, and students are getting their final exams completed because of this. I mean, there's huge chaos, but none of it is being reflected on our corporate media. But thank you so much for what you do. We can't live without you, Pizza Box. Thank you.
I can't live without you and your participation and everybody that supports this show and this network. Thanks much. And by the way, this is Solidarity Realty Studios. And I don't want to miss, you know, I didn't even know about it until I heard Crudy doing it the other day. And yes, Darcy Haber's another champion, right? But hey, you know, I got a feeling that as soon as she got back, I'm like, man, I would just love to, like, sit down with her, like, you know, smoke a huge-ass joint, listen to some of the music that I like, because maybe she'll like it too, and then, you know, play some basketball, you know, a little two-on-two, and I can feed her under the basket for everything, and just, I'll play defense, and I'll get the assists every time. What'd you say? We got a couple minutes?
We got 2 minutes. You're the scrappy guy in the two-on-two game. I can see that from you, for sure.
Oh, yeah. No, I played with some of the guys that were, you know, former basketball players at UW, Whitewater, and some guys that didn't play that were really, really good because they were there to study, and, you know, those guys don't get paid. It might be a little bit different now where you get some support, but hey, man, we got Jake and Eureka. Hey, I was there for a little while working for the Humboldt County Times selling subscriptions.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I didn't know that.
Yeah. No, my uncle Jim, and then this guy, I don't know, he was a young millionaire. Bruce was his name. Drove around like a 280 ZX, you know. I was just like, wow, this is cool. But I was whipped, and I came home to my girlfriend, and then, of course, she got rid of me. It all worked out. Look how I turned out, Jake.
Yeah, exactly. It was all for a reason, I suppose. You know, and the reason why the right-wing racists on Republican radio can't stop talking about Brittany Griner, because they always have to have an African woman to hate, you know, to hate on, African-American woman. That's their big thing these days, you know, really. She's got three strikes against her as far as the neo-Nazi Republican Party is concerned. She's African-American. She's lesbian, and she uses marijuana. Oh, my God.
Should have never got out. Right? Should have been in chains, right?
Yeah, these are the people that worship a demon named Donald Trump, but they're going to complain about Brittany Griner. You know, hey, free Brittany, and I'm not talking about Britney Spears. I'm glad she's
right?
Home. I'm glad Biden did the deal. I mean, this arms dealer, this guy is way, way past his prime. He doesn't have a network. He's not going to do anything to anybody at this point. The guy's, you know, long past retirement age, okay, as far as an arms dealer goes. So, you know, the whole thing I'm trying to say is going to be some danger to America is ridiculous.
Thanks, Jake. We're going to a hard break. We'll be back. This is a long break.
I made a pilgrimage to save this human race.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. More details on Tuesday night's mass shooting that killed six in Chesapeake, Virginia. Our Mike Hempen has them.
Investigators say the Walmart supervisor who shot and killed six co-workers left behind what he called a death note. Andre Bing blamed others for mocking him and said he wishes his parents would have paid closer attention to his social deficits. Bing also said he did not plan the shooting, but that, quote, "things just fell in place like I was led by the Satan," unquote. Co-workers who survived the shooting say he was known for being difficult and for being hostile with employees. Police say Bing legally purchased the 9mm gun he used the day of the killings. He had no criminal record. Bing died at the scene of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. I'm Mike Hempen.
Residents of Colorado Springs are reassessing things after last weekend's mass shooting at a gay nightclub. State Representative Leslie Harrod says she had hoped the city would have aged out of hate.
Of transphobia, of racism, of, you know, of homophobia. We're not going to just age out of it.
In fact, she says some are breeding it. Her answer?
We have to actively teach a new narrative. We have to actively embrace people who are different than us or those who are just like us and see us for who we are completely. Colorado Springs should lead that now.
In his nightly address, Ukraine's President Vladimir Zelensky says the number of people without power across the country has been halved, but that leaves 6 million still experiencing blackouts, the result of Russian strikes. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the alliance's commitment to Ukraine is unwavering.
Allies are providing unprecedented military support, and I expect foreign ministers will also agree to step up non-lethal support.
COVID-19 numbers are trending upward in the U.S. The CDC's tracker shows cases and deaths on the rise. This is AP News.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio.
Nice beat, huh? That was in response to Ground Control to Major Tom. Yeah. Or below us, spinning out of control. You know, hey, Jake, thanks for reminding me. If people didn't get to see Trevor Noah's farewell address and what he talked about, Jake, was black women being who developed him, who made him into who he is, and how strong they were. And I got to tell you, I have that relationship as well, you know, and I'm mine is of shame and disappointment that my marriage to someone from Jamaica, and believe me, I heard all the stupid stuff from people back then too, where she's not really black then. No, because, you know, the people in Milwaukee and Chicago are black, but people in Jamaica, see, and people don't know how ignorant they are, okay? Now, I'm not like, you know, the wisest guy in the world. I might be the wisest smart guy, but my ex-wife had to go through, you know, after our marriage didn't work out, and even though I was sending money, you know, that doesn't replace, you know, raising two children. And thankfully, she married someone else, and, you know, they had, you know, three total children. Of course, that one didn't work out either. Anyway, I don't mean to be judgmental or anything. I'm just saying, you know, things happen, and I had to deal with it. But all this time that I've been doing, you know, fighting for social justice, you know, be it Poor People's Campaign, Fight for 15, Voces de la Frontera, it's all women that I'm drawn to and follow on the lead. Okay, they know exactly what's going to happen, like Trevor Noah said, when things go wrong, because it goes wrong for poor people and people that are brown before anyone else. And that's what got me the most about, look, and then these guys are like, well, what if it was Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady? And I'm like, yes, let's keep talking about the poor suffering white guy, right? What would you have done if it was them? Jeez, man. You know, yeah, it was hard for me not to get mad and get, it was a couple comments I made where Facebook goes, beep, beep, beep. Yeah, that might, you might not want to post that. Okay. I'm going to trust you on this since I just got off the 30 days of lower feed for my last outburst with a fascist. Damn. And well, let's go back to the phones. 844-967-2789. And next up is Wisco Paul.
Hey, good afternoon, Mike.
Wisco, Dan. Wisco rhymes with disco, you know, Disco Paul. I like it.
Yeah, I remember those days.
Hell yeah, I could see you. Did you have like the striped pants and stuff or not? Striped bell bottoms? Because I did, man.
I wish I was in my prime then.
Woo! I took a lot of them pictures away, Michael. I mean, I had a leisure suit. Remember the leisure suit?
Yeah, I can still wear the one I had as a freshman going to homecoming. It's like polyester.
I'm just going to say this to both you guys. I really wish there was Facebook and social media and all this stuff when you at disco times. Come on, we could have caught so much good stuff from the two of you. I know it.
Oh, I'd have been in prison for sure. I'm a much different person now that I haven't been caught at a lot of things.
It's simply amazing. Hey, so I'm going to bring a couple of things today. Number one, you and me were alive when they landed on the moon the first time. But I'm sitting here watching these pictures coming back from Orion, and it's just unreal. And then I'm thinking about how stupid these flat earthers are. I mean, that's a whole other story. But and you see the Earth, it's like it's just suspended out there and dark. It's just unbelievable. Like Mother Earth... it's just unreal anyway. And this thing's coming back to Earth, for goodness sake. So it's just unbelievable. I just wanted to say a few things about the environment today. Number one, I'll start it off with a National Science Foundation. Of course, anybody can do polls or whatever, but a quarter of Americans surveyed couldn't answer the question, Michael, if the sun rotates or revolves around the Earth or vice versa. Now, that's scary. I don't know if them are Trumpsters or not, but it's kind of skewed. But the GOP, Mike, what's really spooky to me, they're going to investigate Hunter Biden and do all this stupid stuff, but nothing on the environment. And when you look at those pictures coming back from Orion, I'm just awestruck. Nothing about clean air, and I've said this, I don't know how many times on your show, enough clean air, clean water. It's just amazing. And they're not going to do nothing. They don't believe in nothing. And I just can't believe these people. It's just, you and me, we've seen, you know, even Nixon did, created the EPA, for Christ's sake. You know, you and me grew up in a time when the Wisconsin River was polluted. There was love canals, and they actually cleaned that stuff up. Today, this current GOP wouldn't clean nothing up. They cut down every tree, clear every side. It just, I get wound up on this stuff because this is where we live, and we're going to pass it on to our kids and our grandkids. And if these guys have their way, there won't be nothing left here, Michael. So I'm done with my rant. And if you get a chance, look at those pictures coming back from Orion. It's just unbelievable. Thanks for listening to me rant today, Mike.
Hey, no problem, man. Anytime. That's what this place is about. I like to back off and let others sound off. But I got to tell you, Paul, I'm not impressed with the pictures from Orion. I mean, I've seen both Defenders of the Galaxy, and once you've seen those films, nothing else compares. I'm just kidding. But look, when you got people in the EPA being appointed that are like fossil fuel executives, I mean, remember Rex? Okay, Rex was... I mean, it's not funny. Okay, I shouldn't be laughing. But, you know, pure Michigan, baby, to keep you sane, because, yeah, I got to tell you. And another thing about the Brittany Griner thing, why don't you guys go ask all the people that are busted for weed and see if they're mad about her getting out, even though, you know, they got a ticket or had to spend some time in jail. Oh, my God. I can't believe that people just don't, not connected to reality at all. I mean, she was in a Putin gulag, okay?
Yeah.
And when she came back, I'm telling you, man, I saw a little bit of that smile, and I'm like, yes, she made it psychologically, okay? Physically, hell, I don't think anybody's going to break her down. Yeah, doesn't that make white guys mad? Strong black women, strong brown women, Latino women. It don't, you know, that's AOC, all the other women of culture that are progressives. Ah, let's go after them. Don't you guys get tired of that, you know, hate being cast on it, everybody else, you know, projection of who's the real psychos here? Are you watching all these clowns and do legislation and what they vote yes and no on? Yeah, so now the traitors in D.C. Well, we already knew about January 6th. And, of course, I've always been complaining about Joe Manchin, and I say boot him, you know. Find a real progressive there in West Virginia that talks about the issues and doesn't, you know, protect the coal industry and pharmaceutical industry and his wife and daughter and son and all the jobs they have making millions of dollars. Jesus, people. Really? That's why CJ loves Joe Manchin. You know, evil people are drawn to that evil, you know, being, spirit, whatever, aura. Whatever you want to call it. They wish they were like that. They wish they could be in charge like all the other white men have been for centuries. Insane, man. It's just insane. Why do people want to live like that? You guys, that's why you can't dance, some of you guys. Because you got no culture, man. you got no culture. You're just standing up back against the wall, tapping your foot, going, damn, I'm lonely. Yeah, you should be lonely, man. Animals don't like your ass.
When is the old white guy movement going to end? Come on. Some point's got to end, right?
Come on. I'm just getting started. What are you talking about?
No, I mean, come on. Like,
well, how about a swing back from the old white guys that have been leading for centuries?
Exactly.
For us old white guys that are like, you know, you just don't speak for us.
And I'm going to be one day, but I'm tired of it. Like, let's just, come on. Like,
well, you might be one if we stop cutting down trees.
Oh, you're
okay.
Right.
Yeah. And stop supporting legislators that, you know, come out with all the drama. Oh, yes, Kyrsten Sinema. I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. I'm an independent, and I think I speak for a lot of people that don't have a voice. No, you are an obstructor of the people and their voice. You made everything slow down and fought and had to get something for yourself in order for the American people to get anything out of the Biden plans. You and Joe Manchin making it be a filibuster so that, well, of course, because you guys are both not Democrats. But not only that, you're immoral and unethical and evil. And I could care less which party you're in. Okay. But go ahead, play the game, you know, be the hero. Those states need to rise up and run people against that. God dang it. This stupid ideology of this two-party system, it just blows me away. And it makes it more fun when people come at me about, you know, oh, you're a Democrat. No, I just, you know, lesser two evils. How many decades do we have to tell you guys about this? That I'm always going to go with the thing that least damages the future of everybody's children and grandchildren. Hey, I'm not leaving early today, right? Do we got another segment after this one? That's right. I know why, because, yeah, the new format, after that hard break, we get a longer session.
Yeah, this is the long one here. This is the one, you know, and then the last one's a little quick one.
Yeah. Well, You know, and we've seen what happens in, yeah, Jeff's Guitar Clinic. Yeah. Go to jeffsguitar.com and check out all the, well, all the healing he has for your sick guitars or other instruments, I suppose, too, right? But he also, handmade guitars, reasonably priced, gives lessons, and gives certificates. And it's that time of year for a lot of you people that really get overwhelmed by these pagan holidays, because I don't. My heart was broken decades ago, and I never went back to it. Yeah? And by the way, I have the pleasure of filling in for Jeff and Maria, and the four dogs will be there. It'll be fun, because they kind of like me, too. Animals like me. You know why? Because I like animals, too. So anyway, Kyrsten Sinema is just being this drama queen, you know. Hey, you know, it's kind of funny. She said she's bisexual. And now, because she's not a Republican or a Democrat, I guess she goes both ways, right? And, you know, coming from me, that was just a joke. And but I thought it was pretty accurate. Anyway, we got Andy. Go ahead, play that. Andy will wait.
That's Andy's lead in.
Huh? Right. Andy and Beaver Dam. You're up. You're up.
We like it, man. It's like killer. Well, you know, all those poor souls in West Virginia, how could they even vote for Joe Manchin? Because he really doesn't give a rat's ass about what their situation is or anything, you know, when it comes to, you know, making a better life for them and whatever. And a lot of them were coal miners and, you know, things didn't go good and everything, you know. It's just, I don't understand it. I don't know, but thank God Brittany Griner's back in the States, and she'll be able to put her life together and play some more bucket ball, and it'll be all good, right?
Absolutely. All success to her. Right. And yeah, I doubt that she'll, thanks, Andy. I doubt that she'll be ever going to Russia. Well, she probably won't ever go back there again. And maybe, yeah, maybe we could do a GoFundMe so she could afford to live here in America. I don't know. I'm just saying. 1 minute, huh? You know, I don't want to hear about anybody complaining when there's no rain, because it's been raining all morning. But I'm so happy. You know, I played that song, I Melt With You, too, because the snow's melting, so I'm melting with the snow, too, man, because I don't like snow. We got to have safe sidewalks for when we, when we have our big radio party tonight. I'm excited about that. I got to go shopping for new shoes and a sweater, and then I'm wearing that leather jacket that I took off that biker in the snowbank.
You bring a special holiday sweater tonight? Is that what you're doing?
No, I forgot it. Oh, so okay, I'll just go buy a new one, because I'm live large, right? On my disability.
I'll be excited to see those
photos.
My
mom's house.
I'll be excited to see those photos on social media.
Back for one more segment.
Hi, this is Brad from Zero Res. If you need someone to help with your car cleaning, business, or residence, please give us a call. We have the best system available and an amazing team of friendly technicians. Call us at 848-9000 or schedule online at ZeroResMadison.com.
Join Max Inc. Radio this New Year's Eve as we present live at thespaceship.tv. Max Inc. Radio will broadcast live from the spaceship.tv studios 6 p.m. to midnight, plus live performances from the Civil Engineers. Linda and the Zeros. Porky's Groove Machine.
Who's there, the Spice Girls? Muy caliente.
Live streaming video at thespaceship.tv and live on this civic media station. Let's party New Year's Eve starting at 6 p.m. live from thespaceship.tv. Happy New Year's from Civic Media and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Missed your favorite show live on air?
It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your Devil Radio forecast. Chance for scattered rain showers this afternoon. Otherwise, overcast skies. Daytime highs approaching 37. Winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 32. Tonight, cloudy skies. Cloudy again tomorrow. Highs around 36. Upper 30s Monday and Tuesday, with a chance for scattered rain showers Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 35 degrees.
A progressive voice in rural Wisconsin, WTTN 1580 AM is South Central Wisconsin's home for Devil Radio.
Why do these clowns want to keep giving us the runaround? You know why, Jason? Because they can. And I hate to go back to it, Andy, but, you know, there's a lot of people that don't know they're stupid. Okay, and it's not necessary. Well, you know what? I got to say it is their fault. Man, if you can't seek out the truth, that's what people call a conspiracy, is when you seek the truth. No, the conspiracy is hiding the truth from people, which this country is just so damn good at after you watch JFK again. And I just get sick. I get sick of how they sold that and how they sealed it and buried it, because, yeah, people in this country had assassinations, man, of all our greatest leaders, especially the black ones, right? Malcolm X, he said he wouldn't finish his book before somebody would get him, and he was right. Okay. Martin Luther King Jr., some of the others, you know, they just figured, well, you know, and that's what happened too. I mean, this is why, you know, like when you go back to like the James Clyburn and John Lewis, and I'm going to tell you, after those assassinations happened, those guys got in line, okay? They got in line with the Democratic Party because that was the only way they were going to stay alive, all right? And sell that rotten egg that they sell to this party every single time they run, man. You're not taking care of poor people. Wealthiest country in the world, and everybody thinks, oh, yes, the billionaires are all that, and I'm pissed. So I'm going to go to Jack in Merrimack.
Hey, Mike. Cinema and Mansion. Boy, what a couple of pieces of work. Yeah. We don't think that it's right to give up the filibuster. But then the whole purpose of that is now they can say to their constituents, well, gee, you know, I would have voted for that piece of legislation. But, you know, 60 votes, meantime, keeping their billionaire buddies happy with the fact that legislation is stopped. And if they think, if anybody thinks that had the Republicans won the Senate immediately, McConnell wouldn't have dumped the filibuster. They have no idea. I wonder what planet they're from. I mean, these guys are just something else.
Yes, they are. You know, and here's the thing. If they were willing to do the filibuster, the reason why they won't, Jack, quite honestly, is because it would end their careers, because it would just topple that establishment. And then all that money, you know, that's free speech that the billionaires use to thwart our movements and melt people's minds would be gone. We'd finally create a path for justice and equality in this country. And it's been that way since I was a kid, man, since the beginning of this nation.
If you go back and you look at some of the Federalist Papers, you can even see what people like Jefferson thought about the possibility of holding up legislation through a filibuster. And they thought it was just a horrible, horrible thing, and it would end democracy as we know. Oh, my goodness, what's happened?
Well, it would have been we the people, like we always hear from our friend Tom in L.A. Look, and thanks, Jack. You got anything else?
No, I think that's it. That's my rant for the morning.
Awesome. Heard from Merrimack Jack. So that's Merrimack Jack from now on. Because we want people to remember us. Yeah, you're going to remember a name like that. But I know a lot of people from Facebook, see? And that's, you know... And I know Roberta from being at the Capitol from day one, man. Just, like, so much fun to be around. And so many people that felt the same way and are drawn to her. And her example is what I'm going to finish my life as, right? You know, my heart's going to be broken like it is every day, right? When you get here where I'm at, you start losing everything you ever cared about, right? The people before you, some of the people behind you, which really... devastating. You know, pets, nature, all of that takes a toll on my ass. And I know it does on a lot of other people. Well, let's do something about it. I was at Facebook wars because people were, you know, I just don't like the ideas of killing trees for Christmas. I know everybody's into it, and I know there's people that, you know, there are people that grow Christmas trees and they make a living and they do they harvest it and they plant more and they do that. But why can't we just pay them to just grow more trees and not cut them down? And everybody get one like my mom has and like I saw people buying, you know, something that you can put away and store. It doesn't make a mess. Fire retardant, all that, right? No, we got to cut down a tree. I mean, there's another way you can do it. Have one of them trees potted, right? Have one of those trees potted with a little evergreen. And then in the spring, now don't forget to water it and let it get some sun. You can even put it outside because they don't freeze like that, right? And then plant it in the spring. How long are we going to keep doing this? I saw a map from like 1860s onward in Wisconsin. And the whole state was covered with timber and virgin forest, what they called it. Now we got like 5% virgin forest left in Wisconsin. Every year there's more being, you know, wiped out by these big ags and growing corn and soy. You know, let's just take this fence line down and all the trees. And man, I can't even find, those little dump sites from 100 years ago from these farms out on fence lines and stuff where I could go look for old bottles anymore. It's all been plowed under. They filled in all the little gullies and drainage ditches, you know. Yeah, we'll get another half acre out of that. Same guys that when stuff goes bad, you know, oh yeah, don't worry, the federal government's going to take care of those big corporate farms, right? Not the little guys. And you guys didn't notice why we lost all those small family farms and that local flavor and health of quality food? Gone. I can't go to the store and find an apple or an orange that is as juicy anywhere, right? Every once in a while, oh, yeah, this one's pretty good. And then I think about the ones we used to order every year, grapefruit and oranges. Well, that was before climate change, and pollution just really devastated this this great land of ours. Yeah, it could be a great America if we all got up and did something about it, tried to save it and started treating everybody like human beings, but, ooh, we'll have to wait till next week to see what happens, right? Yeah? I'm excited. We got one more show, and then we're off on Christmas, right? And then should we do a New Year's Eve one together then? Because I don't work. Yeah, we'll do the two-hour special then. Till then, man. What I am is what I am, man. And I'm always going to stay that way, and I hope everybody else does too. 92.7 FM, 1580 AM out of Madison, and Civic Media Radio all over the state, right here at Solidarity Realty Studios. I'm going to go to a party, folks. Talk to you later.
Women women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms.
Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.